I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. If the peace doesn't hold in South Sudan, they're looking at a food shortage that could eclipse the Ethiopian famine of the 1980s. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says their team asked refugees in an overlooked camp what they needed most.
They said if they could have one thing, what they really needed was clean drinking water.
Four wells are being drilled now. Some food aid is making its way in. But most importantly, the refugees say someone listened to them.
The message of hope. We're concerned about the physical being, but we're also concerned about the spiritual side in the long run of what happens to their lives.
Meanwhile, constitutional rights in Laos are often disregarded for Christians. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, says late last month, three young girls were prevented from taking finals at school because of their belief in Christ. A few days later, in a nearby village, police raided a worship service and confiscated 53 Bibles. Advocates of religious freedom are working to address the situation. Pray for perseverance for our brothers and sisters in Laos and that their faith would increase despite opposition. And how many people do you know are forever changed after going on a mission trip? At Moses Incorporated, this is the primary goal for their upcoming trip to Ensenada, Mexico in July. Judy Vander Ark of Moses informs us there's still room for people who want to go who have
a willing heart and a willingness to respect our rules and our leadership. Having a commitment to Jesus Christ is, strangely enough, not a requirement to go on this trip. We welcome people that are seeking, searching in their faith to learn more about Christ as they go out and serve.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to read 100 real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free devotional copy of Voiceless in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the book link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.